Hey, listeners, what's happening?
Yeah!
You're listening to a special road trip edition of our podcast. Right now, me, Tins, Keith, who is driving right now.
Hey-o.
LP, who is sitting to my right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
As I'm in the back seat. And special guest Robert Hughes is riding in the passenger seat.
Whoop-da!
And we're just sort of driving right now. We're on our...
How long have we been on the road for?
We left at 10:30 and it's about 5 now, so 6.5 hours, is that what that is?
Yeah. Just about. And Keith, you've been driving the whole time, huh?
Yeah.
You are a machine.
Yeah, it's not too bad, so I'm just keeping on, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what do you guys want to...
Oh, I guess we should have talked about one.
Well, no, I believe we have a letter, a mailbag, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Thank God we brought our mailbag along on the trip.
I didn't forget it, Tins. All right. This one comes from Robert Hughes from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh, Keith, you're from Bolingbrook.
Yeah, I sort of grew up there. I didn't really, but I'm from there.
Okay. It says, hey, guys. I'm a big fan of road trips. I'm on one right now with you guys. Tell me about your road trips that you like.
Okay.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Damn, he gives some good letters.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've actually gone on a lot of trips. What have you guys? Have you guys gone on a lot of road trips in your life, or what?
I have. Actually, my childhood, both of my younger brothers were terrified of air travel, so every vacation my parents ever took with us, it would always be a road trip, and it was excruciating.
Yeah.
I've gone on a few, like, I didn't go on many when I was a child, but as soon as I was old enough to drive, I tried to take as many as I could, because road trips when you're a child is just unbearable. You have no control over anything in the world, ever. But when you're an adult, it's like, hey, let's stop by here and take a picture with this moose.
Well, at least right now, like, this day and age, you've got people that have enough things to keep them busy. Like, if a kid is going on a 12-hour car trip, just bring him a portable DVD player.
Yeah.
Like, I totally stacked myself for this trip. I brought a bag of just things to do during the car trip. But I remember... When I was taking car trips as a young lad, basically all we'd have a couple of books maybe, and we'd have a shitty like 5 or 6 inch screen TV that was haphazardly hooked up to a VCR, so we could watch VHSs in the car, kind of.
I wonder this: did you ever have like a mystery puzzle book thing that had a special marker? That like unveiled invisible ink.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the standard vacation book, I guess.
Yeah, and it was like this little workbook where the answers were just hidden by like you had to use this magic marker to make them appear. I guess they were invisible ink or something like that. I remember having those and loving them
because they were all different types too. Yeah. There was a trivia book. There was like a sports book. Where you could like play pretend football, and depending on what square you unmagic markered, you'd get that many yards or whatever.
I've never even heard of this. It's
a fun little book. They're in airports a lot.
I feel like you can probably get them in like Cracker Barrel too. Any time when you know you're gonna be sitting around for a while.
Yeah. I was always real excited because we didn't have like whenever we would take. We took like maybe 2 road trips when I was younger. But we didn't have, like, a TV in the car or any type of screen.
I didn't either.
Yeah. So, but I always got really excited because whenever we went anywhere, it meant I got new stuff, like, new books.
Nice.
And I would always get, like, either new Goosebumps or new, like, karate books. Children's Adventures, but they got into karate adventures. It was great. Those were awesome
books. Which explains your love of ninjas.
I love ninjas.
Awesome.
What about you, Robert? Did you go on trips when you were young, or?
No.
You've been on a trip with me before. Yeah. You wanna
elaborate?
You never went on any trips when you were little, or even like a small trip, or?
I never really left the state that much. Right, well, I went to the beach twice.
Okay.
Which beach? We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Ocean? Duh.
Could you be more specific on that or no?
Yeah. All right. I went to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, I've been there. I went there last year.
I'm not done. And I went to Panama City. First time.
Holy shit, we did that once.
We went.
He's not done.
Are you right?
I'm just talking to you, Tins. We went, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was such a fun trip.
That was
a fun
trip, yeah.
I guess it was my junior year, a fall break or something.
Yeah, it was
fall break of our junior year, and we decided. It was actually really funny because me and Zach and Robert and Casey and Hank decided that we wanted to go on a trip, and we asked our parents, hey, can we go on a trip during this? And where do you want to go? We want to go to Panama City Beach because Zach is going, and how fun would that be? And for whatever reason, our parents actually said yes.
Yeah.
And Zach's parents went, and my parents went, and I believe Faye went, who's Casey Smith's grandmother. Yeah. So we had three sets of adults and then us, but we were old enough to drive, so we got to go and adventure on our own as juniors in high school, even though our parents were still on the trip. And mostly we went to sex shops we shouldn't have been in and arcades that we rocked in.
The funny thing is we all went, but Hank wasn't able to go.
That's right, Hank
so
wasn't able to go.
Since he wasn't able to go, we invited Fathead because our friend Trent has a fat fucking head, man.
But what we did is we put a picture of Hank on a pencil.
Yeah.
And we put him in all the pictures, so it looked like he was still having
still
fun with us.
That.
That's great.
That was a really fun trip.
That was a fun trip.
What do you guys like? Because whenever I do road trips, I always like to be the one that drives.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about what to do in the car. Now I have an iPhone, so whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. That's all I need for entertainment.
That's all I do too.
Yeah. But what do you guys like to do? What if you're not driving in the car?
Oh, I always like to ride. I don't like to drive. So I just listen to music mainly and talk to people on my phone.
I've always been a big Game Boyer, and I believe Tins was too.
I have a DS in my lap right now. Right up until minutes before the podcast, I was playing my DS.
Not in my backpack, but it's not a DS.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a DS in your backpack, but it's not a DS?
Oh,
that's right. You have that Game Boy Micro thing that I think they only made 17 of.
Yeah, I had two older brothers, so we all had Game Boys, and we would just exchange games. By that, I mean my brothers would let me play the games they didn't want to play. I still play. I played a lot of DS. I road trip a lot because I tour with Mission Improbable during the school year. So I find myself in a car looking for some way to entertain myself way often. And the first semester of last year, it was all DS. It was just video games all the time, and that's it. And
that's right, because I gave you my I gave you my super legal card thing that allows you to play thousands upon thousands of DS games.
Yeah. And old Nintendo games, which is really what I like the most.
Yeah.
So I could play just old Tetris, and that was a blast. And then I got an iPhone for Christmas, and I barely played my DS since, because I can just do so much and keep up with so many people and just fuck around on the iPhone and watch movies and TV shows. It's just, God, I love the iPhone. Apple, Apple, Apple. There's your fucking commercial.
Man, God, my ass hurts so much from sitting down this whole time.
I'm trying to think of a specifically fun road trip down, and I car rides, since we're talking about trips. And the one I remember most vividly was Sexy Back Spring Break.
Oh, which was awesome.
It actually starred a few of us in the car and a few other Octavarius members. Lisa Ritterelli, Cloud, as you know her, Tins and I, and Chris Bogue. And Commodore, who has written a couple times for the website, we all decided we'd go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Woo!
But the thing that was was the funniest at the beginning was we played, what's that game, Tins? The guessing game that Cloud had.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase. And Cloud is fucking terrible at it.
Oh, no, she is atrocious at it. And she will attest to that.
What is this game?
Catchphrase is it's a game that has a bunch of preloaded words and phrases into it. And so just by hitting a button, it'll change that word or phrase.
Okay.
Once you start the game, a beeper goes off and it starts getting faster and faster. It's kind of like
horse points. Just
oh, you got horse points.
Yeah. Way to go!
Damn it, LP just saw a horse, so he gets horse points. damn it.
Sorry. Continue.
So, yeah, it's like hot potato. So, you, if you've got the game piece thing, you see the word, so you try and clue people into what that word is, and everyone else around you guesses it.
Okay.
As soon as you get it, as soon as somebody guesses your word, you pass it off to the next person, and it keeps going until, the timer reaches zero, an alarm goes off, and then there's no winner. There's just always one loser. And it was
The way you're supposed to play it is you have two teams.
Right.
You pass it back and forth between the teams, and you give a clue to your team, and they give clues to their team, nice. And then, yeah. But Cloud, I don't know what she was ever trying to get us to guess. Like, she would have all these clues, like, a porch, and like a snake, you know, do like a porch.
It's sort of like that thing, and you're like, I'm sitting on the.
That's what she said.
You know what it was? The clue was balcony, and her clue, the word was balcony, and her clue was I'm standing on the.
That was it. We're supposed to guess balcony.
Wow.
Off of I'm standing on the.
Oh man, Keith, we're having a change of plans. The American Cave Museum is in only 19 miles. Holy shit, Mammoth Cave!
Mammoth Cave is a great cave. Although I doubt it's open at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
What is it? Is it anything like? Because I've been to Carlsbad Caverns. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I took a road trip
there
once.
But get this, LP. Mammoth Cave is a big. Cave.
It's really big.
No shit, Tins.
Yeah. But no, Mammoth Cave, my family would go to Disney World. We'd go drive down to Orlando for like half of our vacations because it was the only thing that could satisfy all of us.
Right.
So we'd always take road trips down there, and it's agonizing to drive that far down in one go. So we'd always do it in 2 days, stop like the edge of Indiana on the first day. And then on the second day, we would always, always stop at Mammoth Cave. I don't know why. So, I feel like if you've seen a cave once, you've seen it.
They're all different.
It's the same cave, Robert.
So you would go to the same cave every year. Wait, now, okay. Now, when you say big cave, now do you have, like, is there at least like a kiosk where they give you a pamphlet? Or just like you just walk into a cave.
No, dude, they give tours. You get pamphlets. You could probably get like a I went to the Mammoth Cave T-shirt.
I had a really whale of a good time.
Yeah, they got really good rock candy.
It's huge. It's like
mammoth.
Yeah, it really is like overwhelmingly large. There's pamphlets of a picture of a human like standing in it, and they just look so minuscule. Like they're like the size of an ant in a big old bowl of cereal.
Remember when you get to the end of it, you're standing on the top of the entire thing at the very top, and you look out.
Well, I've never actually been to Mammoth Cave.
Oh, really?
No,
I've been there twice. At the very end of the tour, you walk up these stairs, and then you just look out all over, and you can actually see like I think three states. I think.
Wow,
what?
In a cave?
No, up on the very top.
Oh,
you walk out on the top.
On top of the cave,
on top
Keith.
Of the cave.
Isn't on top of the cave just like a mountain? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, sea level land.
Yeah.
But actually, right around here, isn't there also like, I'm asking this as if I'm going to get a response.
Yeah, I'll give one to you.
Isn't there like some sort of like outback themed zoo sort of thing?
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
Thanks, LP.
It's called Kentucky Down Under.
See? Wow. Good. Good work, Robert.
Well, I've never been.
Two Robert points.
Kentucky Down Under.
For those of you who are trying to sync this podcast with your trip, We're just passing exit 71, which is Bonneville, going south on I-65. Exit 71, Bonneville, is what we just passed.
Make sure you're going exactly 65 miles an hour, though. Or this. Okay, yeah, well, 67. Exactly 67-ish, or else this isn't going to sync up well.
Hopefully your traffic is the same as ours.
Cool. Well, shall we take a break on this and maybe come back to our listeners in a little bit?
Come
cool.
Back in a bit after we see something funny.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep this in my lap and.
There's a sign coming up.
Tell us what it says, Robert.
Nothing important.
No, read it for us. This is important.
I don't want to have to do what you say.
It's Munfordville and Bowling Green. Munfordville being a very weird name for a town.
Yeah. Munfordville.
All right, kids. Well, we will talk to you in a bit.
Bye.